You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, I just watched The Da Vinci Code and learned that a lot of the movie is based on fact. Is it true that there are ancient documents that speak of Jesus' marriage to Mary Magdalene? Well, I'm glad you asked this question. I do know that Dan Brown, in his book The Da Vinci Code, does claim to have based much of his novel on facts, and because of this, the movie and the novel itself is seen by many to be something that is based on history, and as a result has raised a whole lot of questions. Now, it is true that there are some things in the book that are factual and can be corroborated with other historical documents. For instance, we do know that the Catholics do have organizations called the Priory of Sion and also the Opus Dei. In fact, there are many powerful politicians in the United States and Europe, for instance, who are members of Opus Dei. It is also true, as the movie and the book state, that the Emperor Constantine exercised great influence on the formation of many Christian doctrines that are deemed orthodox. Now, these are just a couple of the facts in the Da Vinci Code that indeed can be verified by other historical documents. However, there are other things that Dan Brown embellishes to sort of overstate his point. For instance, while Constantine did have a lot of influence in the formation of Orthodox Christian doctrine, he was not responsible for creating the Christian canon. Now, as it relates to Jesus and Mary and this whole notion of them having some sort of a marital relationship and some secret offspring, there is no real validity to it. Now, as the Da Vinci Code states, there are indeed a number of Gospels out there that are not included in the Christian canon. Now, of course, these Gospels are not included for good reason, the major reason being that they are pseudonymous. And what we mean by pseudonymous is that they claim to be written by people years after they died, etc. And, of course, a lot of the teachings in them are not in harmony with the major teaching of Scripture. And so, yes, we do have such Gospels as the Gospel of Philip and the Gospel of Thomas, and recently, you know, the world was kind of amazed at the so-called discovery of the Gospel of Judas, a gospel that Bible scholars have known existed for the past 2,000 years or so, but, you know, we really don't see any validity in them. In other words, they weren't written to corroborate what we already have in Scripture. Now, one thing we find is that although there are scores of extra-biblical gospels out there, these pseudonymous gospels that have flavor of novels more than history, there are none that speak about a relationship between Jesus and Mary. And so even the most radical of these gospels, those we find in the Nag Hammadi collection that we found in Egypt, that expressed the teachings of a radical Christian group known as the Gnostics, even these have absolutely no mention of any relationship between Jesus and Mary Magdalene. And so when we look at the Da Vinci Code, we find that it's a book that, yes, does have elements of fact in it, but on the whole, it's sensationalized. Dan Brown is trying to provoke. I'm not sure if he's trying to get people to discuss some of these issues, but it is not based on all facts. So let's not forget that it is indeed a work of fiction, and the occasional fact should not be used to sort of pull all the other myths and sensational statements under the rubric of fact. Most of what we have in there is embellished myth. I trust this helps, and I'll see you next time. God bless.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org. from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.